Lisa Sadler Hart and Chef Kathy Jones from Sitka Kitsch to give us an update on everything that is happening. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, there is a lot going on. There are going to be some preservation themed classes happening in August, food preservation themed.
Right. So we actually started back in July with our Preserving the Harvest series of classes. And we had an off the charts pickling and sauerkraut class, which I've already had people talk about. Oh, could you redo that? I didn't get to go. I really want to do it. So we're looking at that. But the upcoming ones, we have one on the 22nd of August. Ellen Rule and Jasmine Shaw are going to be focused on canning salmon. So if you've been not quite sure how to deal with a pressure canner, really want to do it in a supportive environment, this is the time, because Ellen's actually getting ready to move out of town. So highly recommend that folks consider doing that. And I believe that they'll be talking a little bit about smoking salmon and canning smoked salmon as well. On the 29th of August, I'll be doing a chutneys and salsas and how to prepare them and can them, and we'll definitely do at least one of the chutneys focused on rhubarb. Haven't decided what the other one's, probably a stone fruit, and then I might like to mix up and do a peach or some kind of stone fruit salsa, as well as a traditional tomato-based salsa. So those are the two that are upcoming in August. Do you want to talk about what's coming up in September, or did you?
Chef Kathy, you've got a big kale celebration happening in September.
We do. We're going to be following the 4-H. Kids are going to be doing some stuff with kale. They do a kale festival every year. So this year we're going to open it up to the public, and my sous chef, Barb, will be with me. And we're going to do some fun things with kale that's not kale chips or not a kale salad. We're thinking about doing maybe a kale salsa. Cooking with the kale, like as a banana leaf, or I understand here in the past with the history, the native history, that they used to use the skunk cabbage
yeah.
leaves, which I tried and I
didn't have luck with that, huh?
But yeah, I think with the kale, that'll be a really fun thing to do. The kale salsa. Maybe a pasta dish. You know, there's all kinds of fun things that we're going to go outside of the box.
So broadening people's kale horizons.
Exactly. I think everybody's knows how to make a kale salad, and they know how to make kale chips. But let's do something a little bit different and fun with it.
Well, and kale grows just so well here.
Oh, it's so well suited for this climate. So. And the leaves have been large enough this season that you could easily wrap a piece of fish or something
right.
into that and do some nice baking or steaming or whatever with
yeah.
that. That would
it's
be
it's
delicious.
A great flavor.
Oh yeah.
When you steam it, I like to steam the fish in it. So.
Mm-hmm.
And they're almost. I mean, I think that they're as flexible as banana leaves, and we can get that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nice sealed in there, mm-hmm. so it'll be a nice.
And it really is a superfood. So, as a nutritionist, I can say the more kale you can eat, the better. So, it's just chocked full of all those phytonutrients that we want folks to really get more of in their diet. So, come learn. It'll be a fundraiser for Sitka Kitsch to help towards scholarships for folks that might be kind of living on the edge and our class fees might be a little bit too steep for them. So we are going to try to build up that so everybody in our town can participate in our classes.
Before we head too much further into the fall offerings, let's talk a bit about Sitka Kitsch, the organization, what its mission is.
Well, you know, it was yet another one of those Health Summit projects that came out of the 2013 Health Summit. And at that time, Marjorie Hennessy took it on as part of her work with Sitka Conservation Society and the Community Catalyst work. And she and Betsy Decker, there were a couple of other folks in that mix that I don't recall, worked with the First Presbyterian Church on Sawmill Creek. And Cindy Gibson, I think specifically, they wrote a grant to the presbytery and received monies to do a little overhaul to the kitchen in Lotta Hall. And then they were off and running when that got done. So, and at that time, that's when Marjorie left town. And so she kind of approached me and asked if I would kind of coordinate and nurture. And now we've got some really amazing things happening. We've really excelled at the classes. That's kind of one of three kind of focal points for the Catch. We really feel like a lot of folks aren't spending the time in the kitchen. And so they maybe, and some folks may not have even learned how to be in the kitchen. And kind of to that end, Kathy came up with some really, a really nice set of classwork that I think she'll talk about in a little bit. And one of the areas, though, that we struck with, Kathy, is the entrepreneurial piece.
Right. I think that there are so many people that want to start a business and they're not exactly sure how to go about doing it. So they can come and they can learn the basics of what you need to do for the health department, if nothing else, to come in and open up a restaurant, or to come in and do your canning, to do your cottage businesses, to sell your at farmers markets or at local stores that allow it and that kind of thing. So I think that there's definitely a need for that. And I'm also really big on the part of teaching people how to eat nutritiously without spending a ton of money. I was really involved in an organization in Indianapolis, and that was kind of my project there, was to say, hey, you know what? There were a lot of inner city kids that they didn't know how to eat if it wasn't a box of macaroni and cheese, where we could say, you know what? Let's make some peanut butter sauce and put it with the spaghetti, and now you've got a nutritional meal that doesn't cost any more than that box of macaroni and cheese. So I think that it's kind of a twofold part, mm-hmm. that you can kind of get that through. And then, you know, the other part's just fun. There's a lot of people that like to come and just have fun.
I call it chaos in the kitchen. So when we have a class, it is chaos. And it's absolutely delicious chaos. And people are building relationships. One of the things for me, too, is seeing the new relationships being built in our community. So when you bring a group of people together and you cook together, there's some deepening and bonding that happens.
Definitely.
In the kitchen. And it's actually just absolutely fun.
So you're building relationships, you're building skills, you're enhancing food security in families and in the community at large.
Absolutely. And then, you know, the other piece that Kathy talked about, and it's been a bit of a struggle, and it has everything to do with liability insurance and helping people who, like, wanted to come in with a group of friends and just rent the kitch. You have to have liability insurance to come into the kitch to do that. And we're still dealing with that hurdle. If anybody has any ideas out there, you can call me, Lisa Sadler-Hart, at 747-5985, or send sitkakitch@sitkawild.org an email, because it's one that we continue to struggle with and we haven't been able to really hurdle ourselves over that barrier yet.
Okay. Can we plan ahead for October? So, Chef Kathy, you were talking a little bit about the culinary class you offered last time you were on here. You were talking about that. Well, you're offering, I think, part two coming up in October?
Yeah, we're going to do part two. And a lot of people missed out on part one and have asked for that. So we might do 1 week of kind of a fast refresher of what went on. And then we're going to go on to, and this will happen in March is usually when we do this. We'll go into a little bit more of what cooking in a commercial kitchen is like. And that's kind of the fun part. I take my sous chef Barb with me, and they kind of really get to see what this is like, you know, because there's times it gets a little, okay, everybody, you got to chop your onions and you got to chop them this way, you know. So it's fun, but it's still, this is what it would be like. And then we like to end it up with, you can get a food handler's card if you like. That's something that I supply as part of the class. And then you can go and you should be able to get a basic job in any kitchen here in town that's not just a dishwashing job. Believe me, dishwashers are the most important part of the restaurant. Nothing works if they're not there. But it's also nice to go in and say, hey, I can start as a dishwasher, but I would like to evolve into a prep cook or some other.
Okay. Well, and then in October, there's Fruit Butters class. How can people find out more about all the offerings and sign up for them?
Yeah. So if you go to our Facebook page, the Sitka Kitch Facebook page, there's links to take you to our EventSmart online registration process. And you can find the classes and sign up. And it's pretty simple and easy, and we're trying to use the technology as we can. We realize we're here. Again, give me a call if that's a struggle for you to do online, and we can kind of walk you through it. Charles Bingham is our kind of web and Facebook person, and he is also really great about helping folks navigate that system. Yeah, and that fruit butter class is going to be on the 3rd of October. So we really want to focus on the apples that are plentiful on the trees this year. I saw that the Raven Rita ones are already starting to drop, so put those in your cold storage so that we can you can pull those out and make some beautiful fruit butter later in the fall.
Okay. Well, thank you both of you for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks, Melissa.
We've been speaking with Lisa Sadler-Hart and Chef Kathy Jones. What's new at Sitka Kitsch? In August, there's canning and chutneys and salsa classes. October, there's fruit butter classes. There's a kale celebration in September and a culinary series. In March, there is a lot going on.